This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It is Likompo Friday after all. Wendy Moon, Mitanto, alongside Bio 97, Mr. Diego, and Jojo Manjaro. On Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio is definitely in a full swing. I go by the name of King Basha with the Winter Stock himself, your side chick's favorite DJ, right? Now, within the last hour on a Friday, as you know, it is right for us to do so to celebrate this beautiful Limpopo genre. We call this Likompo. Ke Likompo la nnete, right? And as always, I always have someone special joining me in a studio. Today is no different. And this is I don't know if it's right for me to call him a young man, but he is a young man. With the things that he's doing, I can call him a young man. He does a lot. He wears a lot of belts, man. I mean, he's an entrepreneur. He's an actor. He's a lyricist, a songwriter, businessman, CEO, Kurvona, Zonke Bonke, trust and believe. Everything that you can name, he's definitely that. Everything good that you can name is definitely that. Adventure family, do help me welcome the one, the only. He goes by the name of Johannes Mawongwa. But we all know him as Jojo Manjaro. My brother.
Abashi.
Jojo Manjaro, welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the Capricorn Adventure. What's going on? How you doing?
Hey, I'm feeling good, King Bash. You know, Capricorn FM is home.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, thank you for the slot, César Likompo. I mean, this is major. It contributes a lot to the genre, actually.
100%,
just the recognition alone and you being at the forefront of everything, because we know you and your musical background. So to see you actually being one of the pioneers in the genre and in a different route, you're inspired a lot.
Man, Jojo, one thing I can say, a lot of people have said the same thing to say, well, as a hip-hop DJ, you know, it's really, it was pretty hard for me, you know, to venture out and say, you know what, I'm going to push this movement. But, you know, some things you can't avoid at all. And not only because of that, but the talent that comes out of Likompo is unexplainable, if I may say so myself, right?
Yeah.
But to get straight into it, I need us to play a quick game, you and I. I call this or that. So basically, I'll give you two options and all you need to do is choose one.
Okay.
Nothing hectic.
Okay.
So TikTok or Facebook?
TikTok.
Winter or summer?
Summer.
Being in studio or performing live?
Performing.
All right. Single or taken?
I'm taken.
All right. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
All right, and since that is out of the way, we need to get to know Jojo Manjaro a bit more. For those that really, really don't know Jojo Manjaro, and I need to know about Jojo Manjaro, the musician, right?
Yes.
We've seen you on the screens, man. I mean, I've seen a lot of things that you've been doing. I fell in love with your work when I started checking out your skits.
Yes.
I think a lot of people, those that don't know, you're a really funny guy, Jojo. Like, you're so
too
creative in many ways, but bona, you're a really, really funny guy. But we've seen you also in business, but let's talk about, you know, the music, because that's why we're here. When did this dream of music start?
I think it started at a young age. You know, Lore, back then I used to be a dancer, by the way.
Mojaiva.
Yeah, like everything that has to do with entertainment, I was in it. We were one of the best dance crews here in Limpopo, Polokwane. We used to battle with Chemical Reaction back then, with Alan Wiener. I know, they know me,
yeah.
I know them. with Murasui, Baby B. And we used to be those guys from the hood who would force our way inside and you know? So everything... Yes. So everything that had to do with dance used to be us. So
okay.
I know entertainment in and out from the transitions, Jonah, from dance to music to acting to everything.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
So it started at a very young age.
But now, with something like music, since everything is entertainment and whatnot, but did you know what's working? I'm in love with music, or you grew to love it as you went on?
Actually, music has always been my love, just that we couldn't record because Bosna Moga recordangona.
Sure.
So, but when we started being exposed to studios, obviously your first love will be hip hop.
Yeah.
And I think if there's one thing you should know about Likompo artists, most successful artists tell Likompo they're from hip hop.
100%.
Because hip hop is not a play genre.
No.
You understand?
Yeah.
You have to get your melodies right. You need to yay.
Boss, bro.
Yeah. So you when you jump on Lukompo is like, it's kindergarten. So you just hopscotch.
But now, speaking of which, since you're speaking of, you know, back in the day there were no, you know, studios and whatnot, when did you know I need to start taking this seriously in the sense of now I need to record this talent that I have?
I used to do the freestyle. On Facebook, where there would be a beat in the background, and then I would just freestyle, and then give one of the likes, give one of the shares, and people are like, "Hey man, you wanna be the first hip hop artist to break out of Limpopo?" Because Lina, I sat down, I was like, "Mara, in Limpopo we don't have a hip hop artist that has ever popped to like Casper level."
Yeah, yeah.
You understand? So I thought I was always gonna be that guy who was gonna break out, because you know what the punchline jagger, how I move, you understand?
Yeah.
So people just started liking my freestyles, get home upload, and then all the big guys would like share, and then go, "Hey, Moses, this thing you move,
I'm onto something."
Yeah.
All right. So I mean, 2021 Jojo was making Ribuleleng. 2022 it was Mfanaka. All these different genres from, you know, from where you were, right? But what prompted you? What was it like when you had to transition now and say, you know what, I'm moving over to Lukompo?
I think and here's the thing, man, King Bash, and here's the truth, my guy.
Yeah.
Lukompo is not what people say it is.
Okay.
They're running away from the truth.
Yeah.
All the big guys, they're just saying they created Lukompo because it's the in thing now.
I understand. We respect them. Yeah.
In the Bolo House genre, like, they're still kings and they're moving heavily.
100%.
But Lukompo is a new genre. Mm. It comes from the violence.
Mm.
You understand? But let me give you an example.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ebara mapantsula.
Yeah.
When all the pants were low, it's man la khalene le apara dikis.
100%.
Le betaga school bag is sporty side dikis.
Yes, the all star.
Then comes in the Nike.
Sure.
The Nike. They come from Makompo ka bana ba the cheese boy, but all the parents can afford. Raga bana ba in the now.
Okay.
Then there would be rebels. But Habana, and then it would be, marungano chokara family shop, mara.
Bono opela joa.
Opela joa.
Yes.
So that's where Lukompo comes from. Because if you look at Bolo House, there was no violence in the music.
100%.
But look at Lukompo. Understand? It used to be beef. So it's just a culture that was infested with disrespect and a lot of see you next week.
100%. Yes.
But this genre, I can't call them by names, but they know themselves.
100%, yeah.
Because these guys were doing disco and all these other sounds, which is good, because they used to rap about love songs or whatever. It's only now, like when I jumped into Lukompo, I saw the violence.
Mm-hmm.
There's an article that I did, I think 2019 or 2021.
Yeah.
Core review.
Yeah.
Before Lukompo was the thing.
Okay.
And I said, I'm jumping into Lukompo because most of the kids that are in Lukompo are from my hood.
Uh-huh.
And now they're into violence.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And where I'm from, Sishio, is very territorial.
Okay.
If we were to turn back time and you were to look at the time, Mabena,
yes,
was trying to, like, his first months at Senagara Lukompo at low performer in Polokwane, they didn't really accept him.
100%.
You understand?
Yes.
The Sishio guys were very territorial.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, they were fighting with him where? At every performance. There was a show at PSD where Capital hosted dance show where he wanted to perform in Aruaba to what? Because I thought I can name 1, 2, 3 or 4 of us show. I am a paid.
How do you move?
I understand.
100%.
And there was another incident. They used to call it Kukaika.
Yes.
That
yes.
Club.
Okay.
Yeah. It was his first time in the show as Azama will perform. And it was very tough. And also, remember that time when my banner was blocked from making music.
Yes.
Everywhere. It's
yes.
Like my police and whatnot.
Yes.
Why haven't they done that at Karabolo House? If this king say they started Lukompo. Lukompo is just a rebellious type of genre that comes with violence.
Mm.
Once you leave violence, it's like you don't trend. Look at all the big songs. There's always some element of
something happening. There's violence all the time.
Yeah. is that. Mm. So people now say, ah, na made Lekompo, but when you go into their files, this guy sing about love, eh, kyo rata, kinyoko nyala. Kakua kona kinyoko nyala. Kakua diavoya.
Diavoya.
So yeah, I saw the violence and I said, you know what, as a Groot man, I feel like I can make this genre take shape and I can contribute because these smaller Nyana ones, they can listen to us and say, gents, you know what, we can actually turn this thing into a culture.
100%.
And I like, no, nah, honestly, I'm a Lekompo, sharp, fede, ke Lekompo, mara. I'm on the outside. I'm building the structure.
But now, speaking of the structure, Jojo, I mean, that's something that I actually wanted to also, you know, you are Lekompo, but
yes.
Do you categorize yourself as a Lekompo artist or as an artist? Because it gets tricky.
It's like I'm an artist.
Okay.
Ne? Okay, artist ya Lekompo.
Okay.
And on the same breath, I make sure this animal stays alive.
Mm.
By now, on that article a long time ago, sure. I've said it. I said, you know what? This thing is going to come as a clean genre.
Okay.
Ne? A little violent.
Yeah.
Then we're going to find people that are going to do love songs, break it into segments like jazz, ya Lekompo, like the sound K Chilo is doing.
100%, yeah.
K Chilo is doing like... K Chilo can sing.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
And when I meet K Chilo, I always tell him, I'm like, why not sing Lekompo? Why? Because you set the bar so high.
Mm.
You understand? Now, nobody can reach that level. When K Chilo sings, you don't care what he says.
Yeah.
That guy moves.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So, I knew that once we get inside Lekompo and start monetizing it and looking at the business acumen of it, we're going to know, okay, sharp. Guys, Gigir charges so much. And there's one thing, I don't look on, but yeah, it's shorter, which is going to kill it.
Mm.
And I don't know who's going to come up with it because if I say it as an artist, they're going to think I want a game.
100%.
So here's how hip hop grew. Hip hop, I could make a song with Speedstar.
Yeah.
If I have 30K.
Mm.
But inside Lekompo, I make music with you if you like me.
Oof.
There's no business inside it.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
And now the culture is we are unable to grow. Other hip hop cats would grow because he featured Casper.
100%.
And then would recognize, hey, who's there?
Mm.
But now these young guys can now pop up because Jojo Manjaro doesn't want to feature him because he doesn't have a catalog. He doesn't have a background. I don't know this cat.
Yeah.
But you might find that he has potential. You understand?
Mm.
So how can we make Lekompo like grow the economy, let's never let it kick you fair.
Yeah.
And look at it, okay, guys, I'm selling the verse.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
You want to feature me? Give me 20K.
Yeah,
you'll see.
Yeah.
The genre is going to grow.
Yeah.
Because there are so many people, by Lobako, Palaburu, Bako, Bohomo, Bako, Kai, guys, not only Polokwane artists that are popping, there are hit songs sitting in the bedroom. We've seen that with hip hop. You understand?
But wouldn't we also say that the whole clicks also, you know, contribute to what you are talking about right now?
Unfortunately, so here's the thing.
And look, I'm not taking away from the fact that, I mean, you and I know that within our hip hop space, there are cliques.
There are cliques.
You understand? But I'm just looking at it in a Lekompo element of it, you know?
And Lekompo now is transitioning. That's why I always say I'm going to shoot a documentary, Lekompo, because it's called growth.
Yeah.
You can't stop.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yeah.
You can't stop an animal from growing, especially when it's eating.
100%.
So what I'm trying to say, Lekompo now, people are starting to have money.
Mm.
Money comes with association.
Mm.
Association starts coming with arrogancy and
class.
Ego. Yes. I don't talk to you because you can't afford a
100%,
van.
Yes.
Where we at? Mahalo, 1, 2, 3.
Mm.
So I roll with these guys because we're making money.
Mm.
So it's just the money play. It's like politics.
100%.
When we were all hungry, we were singing one song. But now when others are eating, when I'm singing, others are mum because they're busy chewing.
Chewing, yeah.
So that's where the clicks come in. I don't want to associate with somebody. Oilore, I start seeing problems in you.
100%.
Because another thing, my compo artist, and I always say, Neno Lore, if you put them all here, one day, just try and ask them, when you meet Jojo, what does he say? I always discipline almost 90% or 99%. Yeah, my compo, I'm the artist. I sit them down. I'm like, guys, Lekompo is no longer like how it was 4 years ago. Now Lekompo needs a clean brand.
Okay.
you don't just go live holding the majohala.
100%. Understand? Yeah, yeah.
You don't just stab people.
Yeah.
Look at Lepaga. Clean brand.
100%.
Takes care of the brand. No scandals online.
Yeah.
Look at Shandesh.
Yeah.
Clean brand. Mm. No scandals online. Look at Janesh. Look at all these artists that are, K-Cello.
They're pushing clean brands. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, yeah. All the guys that created Lukombo, they're not eating today. Because of that behavior. And they still have it. A studio is like a club.
Yeah. Well, look, man, he's in studio right now. We're learning so much, you know, from Jojo Manjaro. If you have any questions, any compliments for the brother, send them through 079-899-6226. 079-899-6226. He trust and believe. I go by the name of King Bash. I would even to stalk himself. I asked you to send through your messages, your voice notes, your compliments. If you have any questions for Jojo Manjaro himself, I see them and they're coming through. I will attend to them in a short while. But I just want to, you know, have this conversation with Jojo about your lyrical content. You know, you've broke it down in terms of what Lekompo is and all of that. But now, Opelos or Sepshadi 38, brawa, Opelos Sepshadi 38, Mara. In person, I mean, Jojo, you like one of the most humble, one of the most sweetest, one of the most, you know, I don't even know. You're just so kind, you know. But where do you get to channel this side of you to be, you know, this person that you're portraying on your lyrical content?
I think what I King Bash is if I didn't read books, my brother, I always say this. I was going to be Jojo Manjaro Lemonang online.
Wow.
That guy is just there in the background, just chilling. And out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Understand? So that's why I feel like that guy is knocking on the cage, is rattling the cage. Caravan light and the camera, that guy wants to come out. And then I start shooting.
Now, so, take me through that writing process, Jojo. I mean, as you say, there's like a character that comes out of you all the time to say it is time for this guy to come out. You don't even plan it, maybe.
Yeah,
take me through that, you know, writing process. Do you need to hear a beat so that, you know, you must know how you flow? How does it work?
I think, yeah, remember, I come from hip-hop, so most get a punchline and trying to think what is easy on the tongue, what is it that I can say and simulate it in a way, or mototo ra ekwa, and then even that knock.
100%.
Oh, I understand.
Lukombo
the punchline, and when I came in as a hip hop cat, I was like, you know what? I can change this genre. I can run it.
Mm.
Understand? And I put the punchline more sweater, more fussy, potter.
Change
my gear, motor. Hey, then those lines. But this guy, what am I? 100%. So now I'm that cat. Got a game. It's like I don't want to be too big.
Yeah.
Once I drop a hit song, I drop a hit song. Chipin. I'm done for the year.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
I'm that guy Lukombo artists need to spice up the songs.
Aha.
Because I've got a different market.
Aha.
You understand?
Aha.
And I play far. I go over the biggest artists. So my lyricism is just embodies, and I know how to, like, a chorus. When there's a chorus, when you come down to my verse,
yes,
I give you the full story of what's happening up there.
Up there. Okay.
So that's why most Lukombo artists would say, "I can only hit. Let's get Manjaro. Yeah. You know he's gonna
make it work."
Yeah.
Now, over the course of your career, man, I mean, you have only given us, as you sing, singles.
Yeah.
So we could say that is part of the reasons, because when for when it's just touch base out, just so that people must keep on remembering and knowing who and what you can do, right? But now, 2026 is a different year. Right?
Yeah.
Do you think we'll ever get a body of work or an EP or an album from Manjaro?
Yeah, I think this year you guys are going to be getting a lot of work from me.
Okay.
Because finally I built my own studio. I've built my own, I get to get the EBJing, but like an editing studio as well, whereby we shoot videos by the editor same time.
Wow.
So music recording, I'm now bringing artists from outside.
Okay.
Like there's another cat, Barki Mahiri Mahiri.
Okay.
He does a different type of Lukombo, Barki Murukuta.
All right.
Yeah, but right. that sound knocks.
Yeah.
I have another song, Barki Koplake.
Okay.
Koplake is so big in Botswana.
Okay.
Because of that sound, yeah, Murukuta. Murukuta is a sound that breaks Bochum too. Butuan.
Okay.
So now that song, if you check it on TikTok, the numbers are crazy. It better 14,000.
Wow.
Duets. Wow. Understand? But you can really hardly hear it this side. But it's popping on TikTok.
Yeah.
So it has like a different market outside. So okay. I brought those guys in and then we made some new music. And yeah, there's just a lot of work.
But now, speaking of which, you know, there are guys that you're mentioning that you've brought them in and whatnot. But are there other people that you feel like, you know what, I've not worked with these people yet, but these are the people I'd like to feature within my work?
Yeah, I think now actually I work with everybody.
Okay.
And another thing is that I've never went to an artist kar hopela a feature.
Okay.
You understand? I've never done that before.
Yeah.
But I think this year I'm going to start. It's not arrogance or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just that I begin feel like, I'm an. Let me just work on myself.
Yeah.
And bonaba wanna sponsor and they will come to me and they do. But this year, December, I think I'm going to be. Well, every year I'm always in the top five.
I'll make sure
every year I make sure if there's top five big songs Karalo Comp, I make
you're
sure
featured there.
Either you do a top three or top five.
Okay.
Top three, top five. Just that people don't really notice.
I hear you.
But once you poke out what are the top three best songs Karalo Comp this year, my name is there.
Is there. That is so dope, man.
I make sure.
That is so dope. Wow. So now I want to go back to, you know, gossip pages, blogs, you know, all these talks.
Yeah.
We touch base on it now in terms of the camps, you know, different Legompo camps, where there's fighting in between these artists, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any truths to this, Jojo? Are there any truths to it? And what would you like to say to, you know, people that are within camps, you know, just so that we can get away and get within the growth of Legompo instead of, you know, breaking it apart? So first of all, you just say there are camps. I need you to take, or it is true that there are these camps and whatever, but what would you like to say about this?
No, the camps are there, but now I like it.
Okay.
I like the fact that there's camps.
Okay.
Because it adds pressure. Mm.
Okay.
It adds pressure to other artists to work hard.
Okay.
You know, it's good when there's competition. It's like being in a classroom.
Mm.
If nala matter feed, you know, but hey, matter until
everybody.
But if nagi feel like you know one, I'm like, eh, damn, I gotta pick myself
up. Ups. Yeah. Pull up myself. So make sure.
So competition is healthy for the game. The camps, Jonah Sharp, are gonna worry super gamenwana because we feel like others are progressive. But another thing, I feel like people banova vanala matter, man. Look, people won't stay the same.
Yeah, that's true.
You understand?
Bro.
Some will make money. They'll make more money. Like for instance, I'm very close to Shandesh.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm at a level where I'll ask Shandesh to like I would ask her for a feature.
I hear you.
Because I'm not where she is.
I hear you.
You understand? I respect her.
I hear you.
But I know if Kaya got a concession and Namela, she's gonna
100%.
Because we have Nakwela. You understand? It's like last year, so popped.
Yeah.
You understand? It's just like, oh, when did our music name? So, I'm a flop, but it's just me because I come from that hip hop background of respect.
Mm.
And I know when someone is bigger than me and I humble myself.
Mm.
You understand?
100%.
I don't like Mabena, for instance. Mm. I never went to Mabena, got a Kenyaga feature.
Yeah.
No. But look at how many songs we've got.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So, it's always that thing, Laurie. I always want to work hard and reach their level. But toilet, they're bigger than me.
No, I hear
in the sphere of music.
Yeah.
But in other spheres, I know. Gabatlapanj.
They do say that. Mm. And as you're saying, sometimes it's good just to make sure that you work so hard that people can't ignore you, no matter what.
Yes.
No matter what you can say.
So the camps are really healthy for me. Nadiankata, Kaba Pushidi camp, Baba Saparite, Aba Alwe. And old artist, old Makombo artist, let's open ways for the new guys.
Mm.
Don't hold, you see, that's the problem.
Mm.
When you're an artist and you don't have the business acumen, you want to close the new artist out.
Yeah.
Because they feel like they're eating your bread.
100%.
Not gonna tap. Now, if your mama is popping, I don't care.
Yeah.
He just got to keep.
Yeah.
So I can make music anytime. I don't care. But the problem becomes when you know go do like a.
But now, the people now are talking about the flame of Legompo dying out, right? And I'm sure you've seen it. I mean, it's nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, looking at some of the artists that are in the game, out the game, whatever. What is your thoughts on that?
Legompo is not dying out. It's just money driven.
Okay.
You understand? Okay. Like I said, Lokombo is money driven. Like for instance, I could have a dope song.
Yeah.
And then the influencer there, hey, how much do you want to push my song?
Okay.
And guess what? Odor Genya got 10K. My dog, I'm not even gigging yet.
And I'm not, no, like.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
So they are only going to start working with three artists.
Mm.
Then Lokompa is going to be known for those three artists.
I hear you.
That little deep push, I get the influencer because they've got money.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like the influencer, they can just channel their budgets according to a person's.
The brand.
Brand.
Say, artist, yeah.
Okay, Kibergale. Manjaro sure. Na five likes. Manjaro no for five clip and tonaga. Understand? And when you grow with me, you understand?
Mm.
So now it becomes a problem when I only work with those who have money.
The A-listers of the game.
The A-listers.
Yeah.
Now you have to fight for money, fight for a hit song. Eish, that was going to be a tough game.
That's when we give up.
So Lokompo is not dying out.
Okay.
Lokompo is just money driven now. There's money now.
Okay.
You understand?
No, it makes perfect sense. Let me go through the messages, you know. I think we are out of time, but let me push. From jamming in your room with Handyman, I made Jukebox High School, to actually making moves in the industry. Insane. Congrats, brother. You deserve every bit of this success. Regards, Freddy Marungwa. This is beautiful, man. Jojo, 100% of all you say, and I do agree with you. Big up and wish you all the best. From Thabang, Erasma Se Matswaira Matswi. All right, another one here. His future endeavors looks bright. I just want to know how he managed himself in terms of discipline in the music industry. Okay. Let me see. Wow, he has a high IQ and is very mature and intelligent. He reads books. He reads books. There's a voice note that I missed. Yes, I really, really missed a voice note. And then we'll go back before we wrap it up.
Hi, Kimbash.
Hey.
Hi, Jojo. Man, you don't know how happy I was. I'm driving home now and you know, Jojo, man, we are so proud of you. You don't know Hore Ujeri, you know, Zoneiti, why we are mapping, man. Ujeri show, you know, Polokwane, Limpopo. Why we are mapping, man. We are so proud of you. We love you so much. And, you know, my mom pray for you every time. My mom prays for you every time. You know, just continue making us proud. Continue inspiring young kids. And we love you. Kinana, Wakamos, Shield Zone 8. Stay blessed and have a good day.
That is so beautiful, man, that those are the people that love you, people that look up to you, people that respect you. And speaking of which, because we need to wrap up, what would you like to say to your fans out there?
if you're a Jojo Manjaro fan, and thank you for all the messages. Some of the people there, I know them.
Yeah.
Even my older brother is there.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. So if you're a Jojo Manjaro fan and you're listening, you're somewhere, read books. There's no shortcut to life. As a young person, stay away from alcohol. It delays you from a lot. Being in the music industry is like a full-time job. It entertains people, but in the back end, there are some things that have to be done. You can't party with the people you're trying to please, you understand?
Yeah.
So always make sure, I don't drink, I don't smoke. I don't club. I only go out when I go spana, sure. Get on stage. But I'm not saying what works for me might work for everybody.
100%.
Yeah. I'm just saying, just try to be responsible as much as you can.
Yeah.
Khawana, stay away from alcohol.
Yeah.
It delays a lot. The money that you can invest or get mic or get studio or get recorded anytime when you're using it to pop champagnes and it's going to catch up to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So read books.
All right, one time, man. Where can people get a hold of you for booking? Social media handles?
Jojo Manjaro, SA, 61 Kerk at the Barrack Store. You can come through with your 900 thou and book me. You understand? I know I'm cheap. And yeah, on TikTok, I'm very big on TikTok. I give life advices on TikTok.
Yeah.
And yeah, people are always like, where do you get that type of wisdom? It's because I study life.
100%.
Yeah.
No, a big shout out to you, my brother. Thank you so much for coming through as we wrap it up, right? Really do appreciate you. You know that it's all love on this side. This is family. You are family. All the best in your future endeavors. I'll wait, you know, for everything that you are going to cook this year. I know, Bona, you are always cooking, and I respect you for that. Love it for you. And yeah, man, catch you again next time when you drop that EP or the music that you'll be dropping, so that you come back and we have that conversation. So big love, big shout out to you, my brother.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.